If you were to identify your favorite client, who would that be?
A smiley one?
A happy client?
No, that's not a trick question. We talked about it during the break. What's your favorite client?
Oh, you...
What?
We're not allowed to say that one.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
312-981-17... My God.
Is that over my head?
No, it isn't.
Came out of your
but
mouth.
But it's definitely not positive, so...
No, it is positive.
That is so true. Okay, so I'd say most of our clients right now are death and divorce, and so when someone has passed away, that is a... Yeah, that's
there's less of factors of people getting in your way to sell the house.
Sure, well, sure.
It's emotional,
we can just take control of it. We can really solve a problem because typically when that's happening, they need to grieve and process emotion. And so we're able to take, you know, everything off of their plate and just and make that go away for them.
Yeah, you're helping.
Four D's of real estate: diapers, debt, downsizing, okay, death and divorce.
Yeah. I mean, that was five.
The five D's. I'm a math guy. Yeah. Okay, so I'm in the mortgage business.
Obviously.
Don't worry.
It's the same five D's.
That was amazing.
Same five D's of real estate. Same five D's of junk removal. Same five
for
D's
home improvement.
That so if you're buying, if you're having a baby, you might be looking to get out of the apartment and buy a home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? Absolutely.
Or if you had a baby or two babies, you might be looking to get out of your current home and buy a bigger home.
Then death,
obviously, you got to dispose of a home. Debt, we all know what debt is. You can't afford the house. You got to get out. Okay?
That's right.
Downsizing, you want to retire. You don't need as big of a home. All of these things.
Right.
And then, you know, and divorce, we all know what divorce is all about.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to stay.
Maybe. I don't. I'm real happy about that.
I
happily married 17 years.
There we go.
Yep. Okay, yep. Well, there's still time.
Going to be 30.
There's still time.
30 years? 30 years. Congrats.
Plenty of time to fail.
It's great. Yeah,
Dave, what is going on with
you, man? Like to say succeed, Dave.
Succeed.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Plenty of time. I got the first one out. I got the first divorce out of the way early. That's why I recommend everybody. Uh-huh. So what's going on with the real estate market? Are we slowing up? Are we picking up? Or steady as we go? Where are we?
I think, and if you're closing all those loans, you'll know. I think buyers are just taking their time because inventory is growing. We really are seeing more homes come on the market. And sellers are starting to recognize it because as you drive through a neighborhood, now you are seeing for sale signs. And you know what happens? They're going up and they're not coming down as fast, which isn't a bad thing. I think it's just, it can feel like a slap in the face to sellers when all you hear is this positivity and how fast things go. And it's like price has no tie to condition or anything else, right? And now that's really starting to change.
2008. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had 160 months worth of inventory.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we had 160 months.
Is that what it was? 160 months?
Yeah.
The properties were falling in value so fast, we couldn't keep up with the appraisals kept coming in.
I remember that.
Lower and lower. Yeah. It was like catching falling knives.
That's when we bought.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think...
Hold on. The flip side of that is the past 4 years, starting in COVID, right? The market time was what? 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Literally.
Okay, so we went from one extreme in 08 to another extreme that wasn't realistic. Over the past 4 years, Sarah, you've been on that train.
Sure.
Right? And now we're getting back to normalcy.
Yes. And so when you talk about downsizing and those things, I think that for people that are intentionally making a move, they, you know, it's not just for kids. It's not something that's short term where you can, you know, start a family and need to grow in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
These people that are doing these final moves, that's what really we have not seen a lot. I think we'll see a lot more downsizing start to happen as there's more inventory because no one wants to list their home, even if they're getting top dollar, if they feel like there's nowhere to go. So I think that's starting to really shift and change. And we're seeing it, like you had mentioned, in the different markets, like Florida has really slowed down.
Austin, Texas.
Yep. Yep, and we're starting to see that. And we had talked off air about builders. When builders are doing reductions and they're doing wild incentives, that's usually a key indicator that if their sales have slowed a bit, that you'll see that follow with the resale market.
3-2-1 buy downs we're getting from builders.
Yep.
If funded by the builder, we're getting builders buying rates down into the 4s, 4.99. Right. We're working with these buyers for months. 6, 8, 9 months, right? We're going to go buy new construction. I'm like, great, there goes 8, 9 months worth of, because I can't compete. They're literally, Sarah, they're taking 20 grand of their profit
and putting it towards
to buy the rate down in order to get the buyers into a 4.9% loan. You know, I'm using that as an example because they have to move that piece of property and get it off their books.
That's right.
So
Would you recommend to our listeners, if you're looking for a home, maybe start in the new construction sector just because you are going to get a better rate?
Yeah.
I mean, is that...
A better deal on the house?
I mean, I could say that new construction, I'm just going to blanket statement this, the quality of craftsmanship in a new construction home is not ideal.
Agreed.
I mean, almost all builders...
And the thing is, you pay a premium. So if you're going to go buy a new car versus a used car, yeah, right? You're going to close it. And I tell this to everybody. You're going to close your door and it's not like you're walking into equity at all.
That's a good
and you
point.
Also aren't getting blinds. There's no paint typically. You're not usually getting a washer
fence.
Or dryer.
There's nothing.
There's no fence. So I sure. think that, you know, when you look at all of the things you'd have to pay out of pocket after closing.
Yeah, do the math.
Not
I get
as
it.
Much.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna come back with more because it kind of cannibalized the first part of that. And then talk about, because you and Bob were talking during the break about how you guys work a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just go into that because we're only four of us in here today. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good.
Yeah, you count.
I counted that.
You count.
I'm glad you did.
The four experts on the show that usually has 5. 312-981-7200. I'm a visual guy, John.
Obviously.
312-981-7200. That's a Megabros call, text, and photo line. This is Tones from Chicago on 720. We were talking during the break about how you and Bob, right? You get into situations, Bob gets into situations,
yes,
and how you pick up the phone and call, and Bob's like, hey, I could have a truck over there in an hour, right?
Yeah, so the conversation with the seller always starts the same. Them feeling overwhelmed when they're living in their home and really not knowing where to start or what to do. And it usually always leads to the same conversation where they feel they need to get a dumpster. But you know what happens with that is you have to figure out everything, right? You've got to order it. You've got to figure out how long you're going to need it for. Who's going to help you? Who's going to load it? Who's going to, you know, bring the stuff there? And
permits.
Everything. And people are so overwhelmed by that, you know, and that's pretty, it's pretty consistent. Moving is just a stressful time. So for us to say, well, wait, what if we have somebody that can come and they'll bring the manpower? All you have to do is show them what you don't want anymore. And you can do it incrementally because some people think that it's going to take all this time. It's like, no, start in the garage, start in the basement, right? And they will just do whatever it is you ask them to do.
Literally.
Literally. It's amazing. And people just, I when I leave their house, they say, oh my gosh, I'm so much less stressed out now than I was before I met with you, because they don't realize that we have these tools, right?
Yep.
And it's so valuable to them.
What percentage of your team's sale transaction need to call Bob and get it cleaned up?
Oh, 2/3 easily.
2/3?
At least.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot because, you know, everybody feels this way. Like, how did I accumulate all these things in my home? Like, that's something everyone says when they move, right?
Right.
Doesn't seem bad. Then you open drawers and it's like, oh my gosh. And so I think it's just overwhelming. And then to think about, okay, now I'm going to have to pack all of this and then pay typically to move it. No one wants to do that. No
right.
one.
At least Hochberg does.
Wow. She's amazing.
You have an 82,000 square foot house.
She's amazing. Let's just start
81.
There.
Yeah. So
my favorite opening line is, I've lived in this house for 40 years. And I have a lot of stuff. I know right away I'm going to make you happy.
And I have a lot.
Sure.
When you're looking at this house after we're done, it's going to be what you want.
But I think the people, it's like almost they're like shameful for what they have. It's like everybody does it. You can live in a home for 3 years and accumulate things just like when you live in a home for 10 years. And the bigger your house, the more things you accumulate. It's just what happens. And so to be able to help solve those problems is great. And you guys really are incredible that you can bring the manpower. And you said you can do anywhere from 2 to 10 guys or whatever you have to do just to make it happen, right?
That's right.
It's wild.
So have you ever, Bob was telling me a story at the breakfast that you blew off. The that he got a call, mm-hmm. right? Hey, I'm moving. I've got some stuff in my basement. Stuff in my basement. He's like, what type of stuff? I think you need to come over and look at it. And he goes down there, and it's an entire basement, 1,000 square feet of dolls and collectibles.
Right. Mm.
Dolls and collectibles.
Hmm.
What's the craziest thing that, you know, experience in the 20 plus years, however long you've been doing it? You know, you go down the basement or you go up in the upstairs collectible room, right?
Yeah.
Quote unquote, as you know, this is where I keep my stuff.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing that you've walked into? And it's not, you know, not the adult toys, because we can't talk about that on the air.
There was like a human, I'll tell you, we were doing an open house and we came down and there was like a human sized doll. Like she was so real, but it wasn't like an adult toy. It was like a real, like I don't, it was like.
Oh, my in-laws have that. Yeah. dressed up. My in-laws. Yeah, it's called art or something. They've got they got a butler one. They got a guy going fishing and a lady like an old grandma.
It's scary.
It's crazy.
We thought people were actually in there. We were like, oh my gosh, this guy's like storing humans in here.
Yeah. They pay thousands of dollars for these dolls.
Oh. We see a lot of dressed mannequins.
Right?
These aren't mannequins. These are real life
human looking skin having people.
Art. Yeah. I had to pick up the butler from the Ann Arbor art fair. Okay. It's like 90 degrees. Yeah. I'm driving back from Detroit because that's where my in-laws live. We go to Detroit and they're like, hey, can you stop off at the art fair, pick something up? I'm thinking, I'm thinking like maybe a something small.
You're strapping him in. With the seatbelt in the car.
I'm thinking it's in a box I can put in the trunk, maybe on the floor.
I love it.
It's this freaking 6 foot mannequin dressed in a tuxedo. It's 95 degrees.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's not like one of the first booths. It's the booth on the other side of campus. Right? So I park, I'm walking 3 miles to get this mannequin. I got to carry this full size mannequin dressed in a tuxedo. And people are looking at me like, it's my in-laws. Forget about it. Right? And they're like sure. Shooting me looks.
Right?
Like, what are you going to do with the butler? I'm like, right. I'm like, I can't say what I said. I'm like, hey, you know, it's a college town, so I was a little more.
You're going to have fun.
I can have a little fun. Are you going to shoot at me? I'm going to fire right back.
I'm
dripping. I'm dripping, and I'm shoehorning this mannequin into my car.
Did you ask them why?
I don't ask questions.
I don't ask questions. Okay.
I did have a house where the person had passed away, and we emptied everything for them, and there was like tons of money, like the coins, like tons of them, though.
Collectible coins?
No, like coins that you could just trade in.
Quarters and dimes and nickels, American?
And like, she's like, no, everything in there, just get rid of it or like take it. I'm like, ooh.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that bizarre? Yeah.
We thought we were walking into a water fountain, but it was dry because all the coins are on the ground.
Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Just because you
get like one of those Hinckley and Schmidt bottles and start filling those up?
That's what my dad used to do.
You just take your change and that's the vacation money.
It's the coolest thing ever. Yeah.
That is the vacation money.
And then you go, you pick it up, you dump it out, and you count the money out.
You get a pizza.
It used to be the vacation money. Now you need like five of those things for the vacation
money. Stop talking negative, Jeremy.
All right, fair.
Stop talking negative.
All right, fair. Got it.
A quarter's only worth a dime, but let's keep it positive.
Oh, jeez.
And cost two.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, you're here for another hour, 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be a joy. We're just going to pack in as much Sarah Leonard as we can.
That's right. 224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Website?
sarahleonardsells.com.